we really have to go to church today? It's so cold out. I don't want to get sick.
That's a really silly excuse for not going to church. Just put on a hat and a coat, and you'll be fine. Hi, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Let's get started. Some people try to use any old excuse they can to get out of going to church. It's too cold, too hot, too far to drive, too long to sit. The thing is, the Bible says that we should meet together with other Christians often. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "We must not quit meeting together. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other." And now for our story. It's called Silly Excuses. "It's so cold out," Truett said as he looked out the front window. "Do we really have to go to church today? Can't we just stay home and keep warm?" Dad chuckled. "I don't think going to church will be that much of a sacrifice. The car is warm and the church is warm." "Ashton's not going," said Truett. "He just texted me. He says he might get sick if he goes out in this cold weather. I don't want to catch a cold either." "How come you guys weren't worried about getting sick yesterday when you were playing hockey at the lake all afternoon?" asked Silas, Truett's older brother.
Well, it wasn't as cold yesterday," Truett replied weakly.
"It was almost as cold," Silas said as he flipped on the TV and sank into the overstuffed couch to check the sports channel.
"Hey, look at this!"
The family turned toward the TV screen and saw a football game in progress. Snow was blowing across the field, but people were still there, huddled together and cheering for their teams.
"That's pretty interesting," said Mom. "Thousands of people will sit for hours in bad weather to watch a football game, while other people will use the same weather as an excuse not to go to church."
Dad nodded. "I'm sure Satan is delighted at how quickly we can find reasons to not meet with other Christians. God's word tells us to spend time together learning about Jesus and worshiping him. Having regular fellowship with other believers reminds us of God's love and encourages us in our faith." Dad pointed to the TV. "Kind of like those people at the stadium. Huddling together in one big group helps protect them from the cold, and it gets them excited about the game."
"Yeah," Silas glanced at his brother. "Saying it's too cold to go to church is just a silly excuse."
Okay. I'll go put on my boots and coat and hat and scarf," Truett said with a grin. "I wouldn't want to miss out on cheering for Jesus with the rest of my team."
So how about you? Do you make silly excuses not to go to church? There are valid reasons not to go at times, but church should be an important part of a Christian's life.
Church feeds our faith by reminding us what Jesus has done for us and how he's working in our lives. It's where his children can learn about him and worship him together. Commit to making church a regular part of your life. No excuses.
Our key verse,
Hebrews 10:25. "We must not quit meeting together, as some are doing." No, we need to keep on encouraging each other.
And our key thought for today, attend church regularly.
When you read the Bible yourself, you might come across something that you don't understand and you want a little help figuring it out. I'd love to be there for you and help you answer your questions. All you've got to do is get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.org/heyzach to let me know what you're trying to figure out. Your question could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Again, send me your questions at keysforkids.org/heyzach. I would love to help you out. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. Do me a favor, share Keys for Kids with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.